Anyway, we had a call last week. It was someone would call in about an Epson printer they had and how they bought a print cartridge for it that was more expensive, I believe more expensive than the printer. And then it, in fact, damaged their printer. They had to go get it cleaned. We have Dave with Welch Computer Services. He's on our referral list also. Dave, you there? Dave.
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So tell us about these print cartridges that are more expensive than printers at times, and what's going on with that?
Well, it's part of a marketing concept that was actually pioneered by King Camp Gillette, who's the guy who founded the Gillette company that makes razors that we all know of today. And the marketing concept is called selling products as a loss leader. And basically what that means is you sell your actual product and you make either a slight profit on it or you actually make a take a loss on it. But then people are forced to come back to you to buy consumables that they need to actually use the product. And that's where you make all your money. And that concept has spread to a lot of other products other than just razors, and printers are one of them.
Now, how many other companies are doing this with printers?
Everybody does it.
Everyone does it.
Yeah, it's not just Epson. I mean, HP, Lexmark, you name it, they all do the same thing.
Now, on my $39 printer that I bought, the ink cartridge is more expensive. It was $59 for the ink cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
And all these guys are doing that.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, what do you recommend with, and in this case, too, this gentleman, his printer, the ink cartridge that he bought got his printer so dirty he had to get it cleaned, which was then more expensive. Would you just recommend if the cleaning costs more than the printer, probably just get a new printer?
Yeah, I would. Although in that case, if he bought an ink cartridge that's, you know, the same brand as the actual printer, I would think that would be covered by the warranty of the printer. You know, there are cheaper generic ink cartridges that you can buy, which often cases will void the warranty that the printer came with. But if you buy the same brand as the actual printer, it should all be covered under the warranty, so that if the ink cartridge damages the printer, they should clean that for free. Now, you may be without your printer for a while because you may have to ship it back to the factory. But
So if you use an ink cartridge outside of the brand of the printer that it is,
yes,
it'll void the warranty?
Not automatically. It just depends. I mean, you would really
have to... It can void the warranty.
Yes, exactly.
You got to be careful.
Yep, you do. And there's another way that you can save money on ink also, which will... almost certainly void the warranty, and that is to use refill kits. There's a number of companies out there that sell. Basically, it's just, you know, you buy it. It's a little container of ink and something that's similar to a syringe, and you re-inject your existing ink cartridge with this new ink.
And that will void the warranty.
Almost always, yeah. Plus, mm-hmm. it tends to be a real big mess, which is why
I see
they're not big sellers.
So, you wouldn't recommend that anyway.
No, I wouldn't.
Is there any printer you would recommend? What's a good printer that has, you know, a long-lasting cartridge that doesn't get your printer all dirty where you have to get it clean?
I can't think of any specifically, but in general, the more you pay for the printer, the less you will pay for the ink over the life of the printer.
The sliding scale method.
Yeah, exactly. The more expensive printers tend to have larger ink cartridges, so you don't have to run out and buy one every 2 weeks. You know, it might be once every 2 months or 6 months or something like that.
Great.
The other way you might be able to save yourself a little money is most printers these days have two ink cartridges. One's black, and the other one's a three-color cartridge that's red, green, and blue. But there are a few printers out there that actually have four cartridges. And the advantage there is if you just run out of one color of ink, you just need to buy one cartridge rather than having to buy, you know, one cartridge that has three colors in it.
Got it.
You see what I'm saying?
I see it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's great advice. Thank you for answering our question. That's Dave with Welch Computer Services. He's on our referral list at troubleshooter.com.